Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Interesting show, really interesting show this week. But so let me ask you a question, because if you think about the different components of the show, there's a lot of complexity, a lot of different moving parts. And that is true of people's retirement.
Correct.
Right? There's all these, we call them the buckets. We call them the buckets for a reason, because there's complexity around all the different decisions and things that you want to do with the money that you've saved in your life as you go through this period.
Yeah, so we first started talking about the algorithms and how long you can live and some of the impacts upon long-term care and so forth. That's the health bucket.
Yeah.
There's also a longevity matter. How much money do you will you need to support your life? So that helps in that situation. Then we also had Ian from CIBC talk to us about interest rates.
Yeah.
And as a saver or a borrower, the impacts to you. So how's your growth bucket going to go? If interest rates are going to go down, how's your income bucket going to work out if you're going to be on low-risk, interest-bearing type of investments?
Yep. Okay, so this is interesting. There's a whole bunch of stuff, right? We get it now. There's a whole bunch of things we got to consider. So one of the things that we feel pretty strongly about is going through a financial planning process.
Correct.
With people, and that helps us put some math and rigor around the lifestyle costs, the assets that people have accumulated, the tax that they're going to have to pay in their lifetime and upon passing. Right. So it starts to give us a bit of a model.
Can I give you the story?
Okay.
Okay. So listener of our show called me up and said, Faisal, I've got some interesting information here. I went to my financial advisor,
yes,
got a financial plan. The financial plan initially said, I cannot retire in the income that I would like for my retirement.
Right.
So the lifestyle would have to change. They got a second copy of their financial plan because the advisor decided to tweak the numbers a bit. And said, no, you're fine. You're okay.
All right.
Sorry.
That doesn't instill confidence.
Don't stress out. Mm-hmm. Here it is. So I said, why don't you send me both plans so I can see what changed? And literally in the plan, the advisor changed the rate of return expectation.
Right.
He went from 3% to 6%.
Hmm.
And so what he's saying is you have to earn 6% on average. For the rest of your retirement, in order to reach it. At 3%, you can't do it.
Right.
And so the listener was saying to me, well, what do I do? Because what if it doesn't get to 3? Or what if it doesn't get 6, it gets 3?
Right.
Then I can't retire. What do I do? And I go, okay, let's just have a conversation. And so for everybody who might be wondering or worried that they may not be able to reach their retirement goals from a financial perspective, there are 4 options you have. And I call this the stew factor. So STEW. The S as one option stands for save more money. So if you have time before you retire, you have an option to save more to get to that required capital amount to live off of. The second one is take less at retirement. Kind of a hard pill to swallow for some.
Mm-hmm.
So that you may not be able to receive the income you were expecting. You might have to live on less. The E is for earn more.
Yep.
And I like this one. What the advisor did was increase the interest rate of return or the rate of return on the plan
rate of return, yeah,
to get them to earn more.
Right.
What I say is, let's not focus on that. Because we talked about what pension plans and institutional money managers are saying are the averages
for
the next 10 years.
Right.
It's about between 4 and 6%.
Right.
This financial plan in our story.
High end of that range.
Was on the high end. So they have no choice but to take on more risk. What if you're not comfortable with that?
Right.
The earn more is supplement your income.
Right. And it doesn't have to be just rate of return on the portfolio.
Correct.
Yes. People forget about this one.
And I love the opportunity where people have now, they call it FIRE, Financial Independence Retirement Early. FIRE, FIRE.
I'm the king of acronyms.
I
can't even keep up if you listeners can't keep up.
I have no life. So this is what's basically going on. So if you have financial independence, which means you can live off your savings,
yep,
but you can do the things you want to do, which is the independence part,
yep,
you can always supplement your income. You don't have to have a full-time job.
Right.
We have clients who are golf marshals during the summertime.
Yep. Tons of them.
And they make their money in the summer, and they enjoy the winters away. We have ones who are part-time real estate agents.
Yep.
During certain times of the year, they'll go out and sell a few homes.
We have wine connoisseurs that work part-time in wine stores. We have handymen that love the Home Depot thing.
And part of it is because of a financial, the E for earn more. Yep. The other part of it is it's engagement to do something.
Get out and do something.
Right? So there's options. Do not accept you have to increase risk in your portfolio or be uncomfortable with your retirement. I believe everybody can retire.
Yes.
Everybody can be financially independent. Just have the structure around it. So we covered save more, S. T is take less.
Yep.
E is earn more.
Yep.
The W is wait or
right.
delay your return. Yep. If you delayed it by a year or 2 years or whatever, maybe what would happen? In this story that we had, this individual never got those options.
Right.
It was, you're just going to take on more risk in your portfolio.
Right.
And that freaked them out. And so I think when people are going through this process and you're doing some number crunching, and if the numbers don't work, a lot of people do the numbers on their own through a spreadsheet and don't use all the proper
right.
variables.
Yep.
So when you go through a process like this and it doesn't work, you have options in front of you. And do not get discouraged. I think the biggest thing that we can learn from this is there's so many things you can do. You need to kind of now stick handle your way through what's the best for yourself and your family
right.
and come out with those goals.
Yeah. And, you know, the least favorite option that we have in that stew is the try to ratchet up risk and
well, earn more by getting more return.
Yes.
It's not as easy as it used to be.
Well,
I think we've come out of 10 years of good returns overall, but it's not going to be as easy as it used to be.
But hang on a second, because there's around that one, and I'm the risk guy on the team, right? So I lay awake at night
chicken.
Staring at the ceiling. Yeah, I'm the chicken because yep. I worry about risk in the portfolios. And there's a mathematical, very serious mathematical problem with the assumption of ratcheting up risk to earn more in a portfolio at a time that you're in your life where you have to draw on those assets.
Correct.
Okay. And it is a very serious, I would suggest to you, in fact, we'll talk about at the end of the segment, I guess, the upcoming seminar, but we're going to address it in the seminar. And this is an educational piece that we've been working on and sharing with Calgarians for 8 or 10 years now, Faisal.
Yep.
It's about how we fundamentally believe the rules of investing change, right? And so you need to understand the implication of what risk means in a retirement, in a closed pension, and that's what you have, right? If you're retired, no new money coming in, your savings becomes a closed pension.
Yep.
And there's some very specific risks, and the rules change from what they were when you were receiving a paycheck and 40 and adding new money to your portfolio. You got to understand what those risks are.
So if you're sitting down with your advisor and your advisor says, well, it may not work, or here's what we need to do to change it, and yeah. they might increase the rate of return
yes.
or decrease inflation or whatever variable they're changing. The question that the client or the individual investor needs to ask is, what other choices do I have?
Right.
And if they cannot come to you with at least four different options, there's a concern about, is that individual the right person to be giving you the retirement advice?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point, right? This is very narrowly focused on just portfolio performance.
Yeah.
And there's a heck of a lot more to retirement than just the number on the stock and bond portfolio, right? It's an entire wealth conversation, not just that. Okay, I think we have to maybe cut it off there. We're going to spend an awful lot of time talking about this concept, right?
Correct.
Bulletproofing it, figuring out the plan at our upcoming seminar. And we've got it's full again. Right?
Yes. So the seminar is on Tuesday, November 20th at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Our 7 p.m. session is full. So we opened up an 8:30 session as well. So mm-hmm. register by calling us at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go online to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Yep.
And you will then, our team will then connect with you and register you for the 8:30 session on November the 20th.
Hey, and I want to let people know that this is an educational seminar.
Correct.
Right?
It's not a sales pitch.
This isn't. This is about education, about around some of the risks that we see, how the things have changed, and then some of the solutions. It's not just about the problems. It's about what are the solutions to these problems as we move into this very different phase of our life that we call retirement. So feel free to join us. There's no obligation, no commitment. It is pure an education seminar. We'd love to see you. We've talked to literally thousands of people now about this, and we'll share with you everything that we do in our book that we put out called Bulletproof Your Retirement.
That's right. And we want people to continue being educated and listening to this. So you can always access our segments, our past segments on morethanmoneyradio.com, or get them delivered directly to you by going to More Than Money CHQR on your podcast on Apple or on your favorite podcast apps wherever you go to get them. So this will be a great opportunity for you to do that. I think this is a educational piece that we are committed to educating Canadians
Absolutely.
About retirement.
Absolutely. Okay, thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money. You're on 770 CHQR. We'll talk to you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.